The more than 100-year-old theater at Broadway near Jefferson is padlocked. Inside the dilapidated building, it's dank, smells of mold. There's a huge hole in the wall, and much of the facility is crumbling. But for members of the Western New York Minority Media Professionals, they see a future theater restored and ready for multimedia shows and training of its students, all to help revitalize a rundown East Side neighborhood.
We're very grateful to Mr. Palladino.
Dwayne Kelly is with the Minority Media Organization.
How did you get Carl to agree to help out?
Well, we were seeking help, soliciting help from many quarters, and Carl stepped up and said, I think I can help you make this work. And we're just very glad he did.
Is it difficult to work with him, though, knowing that he's had some racist tones in this community?
Well, I've known Carl longer than his involvement with us in this. And I've never found him to be racist. What Carl is Carl is very passionate. And sometimes he doesn't use the most delicate terms in going about something, but certainly I would think if he were a racist and he was a bigot, he wouldn't have given us 10 minutes time of day.
But Palladino was a no-show at a news conference announcing the restoration. The media group says it owns the building. It has an ambitious time frame of completing restoration in 18 months, but needs to raise $5 to $7 million. Mike Quinney is with the media group.
Most people ask how you're going to raise the money. The first thing we had to learn was the process of historic restoration and preservation. That's a journey in itself. Before you ever get to someone giving you money, you have to learn how to structure your group and how to get the word out to raise money.
Preservationists are also lending expertise to the project. Mike Puma is a historic preservation consultant, and Chrissy Lincoln is with Preservation Buffalo Niagara.
And this building was built in 1914, designed by Henry Spann. But obviously the most beautiful aspect of this building, with the exception of the interior, is this amazing polychromal terracotta facade.
And in case anyone has any doubts that this really can revitalize the neighborhood, in Cleveland there was a $7 million restoration of a theater there that so far, since 2009, has brought in 80 new businesses, and just last year alone brought in over $4 million in local taxes.
The organization is hoping the new theater could redefine a section of Broadway filled with vacant lots and deteriorating storefronts. If this project becomes a reality, the organization is promising to create about 100 new jobs and plans to hire a number of local youth. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.